Juneau's known for its beautiful mountains and seemingly endless trails. They're just some of the many draws that bring 1.7 million cruise ship passengers to Alaska's capital city each summer. But this year, at least five people died in the backcountry around Juneau, including tourists, a seasonal worker, a local, and a researcher. Two people died in separate incidences on Mount Roberts. Two others died on popular hiking trails, and one on top of the Mendenhall Glacier. The data isn't readily available to say how unusual this summer was, but some of the deaths came after extensive search and rescues. Andrew Pantiska is the EMS chief for Capital City Fire and Rescue.
Deaths on the mountains in Juneau are not uncommon. However, we saw a lot more this year.
But he says there isn't anything he could point to about the summer that made it different than others. He says there are ways that people can prepare themselves for an emergency situation in the backcountry.
One of the biggest things that we always remind people to do is have a travel plan, have a flight plan, have a trail plan, whatever you want to call it. Have someone who's not with you, who knows when you're supposed to be back, where you're going, knows all your contact info.
He listed other things hikers should do to prepare too, like dressing for the weather, having a charged phone, and a headlamp. Pete Boyd with Juneau Mountain Rescue says it's easy to become complacent about the dangers of being out in the mountains, especially on clear days.
Serious things can happen to anybody at any time. There was no major weather. There's nothing out of the ordinary about this year, but we've had five deaths.
In September, a Texas man visiting on a cruise ship died after falling off a steep mountainside on Mount Roberts near downtown. A man with him at the time also fell and suffered minor injuries. Another cruise ship passenger died from a fall on the mountain earlier this year, too. Both tourists died after taking the popular Gold Belt tramway to get to the top of Mount Roberts. Boyd says mountains can become much more dangerous in the dark or during bad weather.
The biggest thing is stay on the trails. There, if you think you're on a shortcut, it's not a shortcut. The number of times we've gone out for people where they're like, oh, well, I thought this would be a quicker way down, and it looks like a trail. It's a game trail or even just a stream that leads to a cliff.
McHugh Pierre, Gold Belt president and CEO, says the company has safety signs posted on its trails for visitors exiting on top of the mountain. He says staff also warn people of the dangers as they ride up the tram and use the trails.
People need to respect that Alaska is the frontier. It is on the edge of wilderness. And just because you can see a town doesn't mean that you're not in the wild and facing all of the challenges that wilderness throws at you.
He says following the summer, Gold Belt plans to increase signage and education efforts for visitor safety. The cruise tourism season in Juneau ended this week after a nearly 200-day season. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.